2 years ago, a group of experienced Cuba watchers decided to get together and start a new organization. The Cuba Policy Foundation was designed to be bipartisan, center of the road, and dedicated to improving U.S.-Cuba relations and lifting the trade embargo. That was 2 years ago. Yesterday, the entire board of the foundation resigned out of frustration that, in their words, Cuba does not share our enthusiasm for a more open relationship. Brian Alexander was, until his resignation yesterday, executive director of the Cuba Policy Foundation. He says recent actions by Fidel Castro's government made the foundation's goals impossible.
75 people have been sentenced to a total of, I think, 1,454 years in Cuba's prisons. A clear indication that things were moving toward the worse by Castro in Cuba. Then there was the surprise of the executions of the three people who hijacked a ferry out of Havana in an attempt to flee to the United States. The hijackers, within days, had been tried and executed in what can only be described as a summary trial and execution. I think it's safe to say that there's no other way to read what the Cuban government is doing right now than as an active, hostile attempt to sabotage efforts in the United States toward easing sanctions and normalizing relations.
So if you want to move the government of Cuba beyond that, at the same time that you're disbanding your group, is there a contradiction there?
Well, I think the United States is in a very challenged position with respect to promoting reform in Cuba. We've seen a sanctions program where for four decades, we have not been able to dislodge Fidel Castro, and we have not been able to promote a peaceful transition in on the island. So sanctions clearly are not sufficient to do the job. I think the United States may have entered an unfortunate era that is best described perhaps as a death watch with respect to Fidel Castro. If the options available to us seem ineffective, what more can we do?
I suppose there's an argument to be made that groups that have to deal or negotiate with unsavory characters feel that constructive engagement is exactly that, that it's constructive, it's going somewhere positive. Are you essentially now saying that there is no value to constructive engagement in Cuba?
When Castro wasn't precipitating any crises and wasn't undertaking any extreme episodes of bad behavior, it seemed that constructive engagement would have paid off. It seemed that through greater trade ties and greater travel and other efforts at outreach to the island could have had some prospect. But now Castro has gone full circle and has now undertaken acts that effectively will prevent constructive engagement from moving forward with the island. And I think it ought to be taken as a signal that under his watch, constructive engagement will never be welcomed by the Cuban government.
On a personal level, as someone who's worked with this foundation for 2 years now, trying to improve relations between the United States and Cuba, how great a disappointment is this to essentially be admitting that those efforts have failed?
It's very troubling. I mean, first and foremost, we all knew that Castro was a nefarious actor, and we all knew that Cuba's human rights record was abhorrent. But there is something that becomes personalized when now I, along with many members of Congress and other people who have been working to try to improve things between the United States and Cuba, can now say that each of us knows a political prisoner. When that happens, that's painful in and of itself, and then to watch your entire enterprise appear to have turned futile, it makes it very difficult. But we remain optimistic that at least the policy prescriptions we promoted are still the right course, and we can only hope that the opportunity to come back to our original mission would evolve. But unfortunately, for the time being, that looks impossible.
Brian Alexander, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Brian Alexander was, until yesterday, executive director of the Cuba Policy Foundation. Its board resigned en masse on Wednesday.